Blog Talk Radio.
Keep buffering. A little bit. There we go. Yo, what's going on, folks? It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off-ramp, February 24th, last show in February. Rest in peace, Black History Month. I guess it's over.
Not yet.
Welcome to the off-ramp, a show by the people, for the people, that embodies the people. That's not how it goes. What? What you want, DJ C-Time?
Cord.
You want cord to charge your phone?
Man, you
take care of that show. Take care of that shit before the show starts. Welcome to the off-ramp, a show for the people, by the people, that invite the people, a show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics.
Apple has determined my phone is too old and it needs to be upgraded, and they
stop
my battery life.
they messed up shit. Don't let Blair hear that, because, you know, he's team Android. Welcome to the off-ramp show for the people, by the people, that invite the people, show me and my folks get together and rap about the week's mathematics. See what's popping in your streets, see what's going on in your hood, my hood, everybody's hood up and down the East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, down South.
Mathematics, you know that is a 5% term.
Are they team Jesus or team Muhammad?
No, 5% is the offshoot of the Nation of Islam.
So they team Jay-Z?
They team Allah.
There you go. February 24, 2022. If you want to call on the show, hit us up 929-473-975. We rap about everything. Things that make you laugh, things that make you cry, politics, sports, life, business, all that good stuff. So if you want to hit us up on socials, you can hit us up. I rarely check them. Shout out to my brother Fat Dude, he put us on. So we have our own pages, we have our own links. I gotta get better at. I gotta figure out how to have, like, I say it every week, right?
We don't believe you.
I know, but I gotta figure out how to have the show's page and my page and be able to update both. Like, can you only have one on your phone, or can you have multiple pages on your phone?
Multiple pages.
See, and I've never got that deep in there, so I never. Never got into that. But, you know, we'll figure that out one day. But we're gonna get a pop. So I gave out the email, gave out the phone. That's about it, man. We're going to get shit started, man. DJ T. Sorry, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight there, young lady?
I'm doing all right. We just
good energy?
Yeah, we just missed the PTA meeting.
Oh, shit. 7 o'clock PTA meeting. That's how you know you're getting old, yeah.
I just wrote an email. Anyway. sorry about that. Yeah, doing fine, doing good. How's everybody doing?
Good to hear. I got my man Blair on the line. Blair, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
So what's up, man? Thanks for having me on. As always, I'm blessed and highly favored, man. Out here living life, ready to get
flavored?
Going. Favored.
Sound like you say flavored.
Now, I want you to pause that just for thinking that, but nah, favored, man. I'm covered in the blood of Christ, man. I'm blessed and highly favored.
I mean, does flavored deserve a pause? Like if something has a,
yeah,
like if Sprite true. Has a lemon lime flavor, why is that a pause?
No, because I'm not Sprite. If you say a man is flavored, then, yeah, you need to pause that if you're going to say a man is flavored.
Well, I thought that's why we eat pineapple, so women can taste our flavor. All right, TG, welcome to the All-Fame. How you doing tonight? It's been a long time since we've seen you.
To help your flavors.
Not. Why are you interrupting your fellow ladies?
Oh, good. Apologies.
PG, it's been about 2 years, man. Where the fuck you been at?
Good evening. You tried to play me and say that I wasn't calling in, so I had to make sure I called in.
Oh, so now you about to go? You about to go run the street?
It was a spite call.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Well, how you been, PG? What's been happening? Nice to have you back. We missed you around here. I know you out there trying to take over the financial world. One black.
I'm sick of working.
Huh?
I'm sick of working. I'm ready to retire. I should have found a sugar daddy.
Oh, yeah, look. I thought DJ C-Town was going to be my sugar mama. That ain't work out. She got expensive habits.
I know the feeling. Did you ever get her that Louis Vuitton bag?
No, you know, she might get one in a couple of weeks. Yo, it's funny when you're Look, I'm serious. I might treat you. Because it's funny, like my boss just called me. And DJ C-Sign can attest to this. Like, it's weird when, like, I'm the type of employee, like, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to get my work done. Because I figure that was my whole beef with the Ben Simmons thing. That's my whole beef with the Shikari Richards thing. I truly believe we shouldn't, not you shouldn't, you're an adult, do what you want. But if you enter in a contract, you perform a service, you should get paid what you agreed for, right? And you should live out that contract unless you're willing to forego the money. So, like, when athletes say, hey, I'm not playing on my last contract, I want a deal, cool, I'm cool with you saying that, yo, I don't want to play you this last year, but I'm also cool with the organization saying, I'm not going to pay you then until we figure it out. I do a certain service for my job. They pay me a certain money. Do I wish they would pay me more? Of course. Who doesn't feel like they wish they'd get paid more? But they do pay me well. And then I got a call from my boss who's like, yo, what you doing tonight? Yo, let's go for beers, right? And I hit her with the, my wife and my son are doing some science project. I can't really go because when my wife and my son start getting involved in putting shit together, for some reason my wife needs me around. So I was like, I can't make it out tonight. But I was like, let's get together tonight. She was like, cool. Then she called me and was like, yo, I just threw you some extra money. And I was like, oh, well, thanks. You know why? For what? She was just like, and what'd she say? Just because you dope as fuck. And I was just like, all right, thanks. So DJ, she might get a little bag because I got some unexpected money coming in. I might get a little Louis Vuitton wallet from Canal Street in New York, man. How much they run? About $100? I said I'm only getting a little bit of money. What's wrong? What? That ain't good enough? See, you women are shallow than motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, I'd rather have a real, like, middle price bag than a knockoff.
They also want grateful bitches. And I don't mean bitches in a bad way. Well, welcome, PG. Welcome to the offering. Glad to have you back, man. Thank God things been going well for you. I know you're ready to retire. I do want to holler at you because do you know where to get them black women handbags? Because I do want to get DJ C. Siren one of those. But who are those black people handbags?
By the black designer or the one that say protect black women?
No, the black designer.
To Tahani Coates?
No.
Brandon Blackwood?
Dude, dumb. Yo, only you would get that, Blur. No one else is going to get that, but you would get it. Tariq?
Who, the author?
Telefaro?
Yeah, I think so.
Teflar.
Is Teflar? Oh, Telefaro is something else.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Kevlar?
Yeah, Teflar.
No.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link.
Okay.
No, not Kevlar. Telfar.
Okay. All right. Let's get off of this fashion stuff because I don't understand it. But hey, DJ C-Sign, you got a nice fake Louis coming for you. Hey, so let's jump right into it, man. We got the pleasantries out of the way. Russia, man, what's up? It seems like, I don't know if we're on the brink of World War III. How I view this, and for those who are joining us, you know, we're about to start talking about the Russia incident. I wish MXtra was on. I should have called some people on tonight, because I do want to have a couple different discussions. But having this Russia discussion is, I don't know if I should wait and have my friends who are in the military call in. But, I mean, fuck it. We'll just have it right now. And just, you know, if we got to revisit it, we got to revisit it. So I do want to get y'all opinions on what y'all think of the Russia situation. Oh, shit. I knocked my microphone out. Hold on for one quick second. Steps. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Can everybody hear me?
No.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I know, Buzz being a dick. Sorry, I knocked the microphone out. So Russia invades Ukraine. They put a bunch of soldiers, 100,000 soldiers by the border, and said we're doing military exercise. America says, yo, we got intel that says Russia's going to invade Ukraine imminently. Putin says Ukraine is run by Nazis. They have a Jewish president. So, Putin and them invade. And they have taken over Ukraine so far, you know, and not to make light on jokes, man. I mean, they've already reported about 150 to 200 people dead, mainly Ukrainian citizens and what do you call them? I guess soldiers. I don't know what you call foreign soldiers, but I guess they're soldiers too, but, you know, Ukraine military. So I don't want to make light of the situation because people are dying, right? So I'm not going to make light of it. The U.S. stance is, yo, if you take over Ukraine, we're going to make it tough on our economy and your economy. So it's going to, like, hurt both of us if you invade Ukraine. But we're not sending nobody over there to fight. Or we don't agree with it. What that tells me is that when USSR fell and they had to break up in them factions to pay off all that debt and people got their own countries, America realized, same way when Putin took over Crimea, Ukraine really is Russia. And even though he doesn't want Putin to take it back, we're not going to risk lives for Putin to take Ukraine. Because it's kind of already, it was kind of theirs. And as sad as that sounds, they can impose sanctions. They stop that pipeline to Germany, which is going to hurt Germany because Russia's one of the most powerful energy players in the game with all the oil they produce and move throughout the Middle East and up there in fucking Siberia. For us to impose sanctions, that's going to hurt us. It's going to raise our gas prices. It's going to raise products. It's going to make China even stronger because China's sitting in the middle like, yeah, we don't agree with what Russia's doing, but we're ready to do that to Taiwan anyway. So we kind of want to see how this plays out because we're about to do it too. But we don't want to piss nobody off right now because we're going to piss y'all off later. So we'll give money to both of y'all. And America's like, yo, in 2022, we still shouldn't be taking over countries. We should be past this. People should allow to have their own governments and be free. But we ain't willing to kill nobody for it. I feel like we all kind of agree that Ukraine kind of belongs to Russia. We just don't want to say it. Because if Russia tried to take over, and not to be racist, what's the Jew country? Jewish country? I don't know, Jew's a bad word, right?
Israel.
If Russia tried to take over Israel, we'd be sending bombs. Because there's no way Russia should be allowed to take over Israel. If Russia tried to take it, and I'll take it off Jews, because I don't want Jews to get mad. If Russia tried to take over Italy again, we'd be sending bombs. Because no way Russia should be taking over Italy. If Russia tried to take over Argentina, we'd send bombs. No way Russia should be taking over Argentina. But Ukraine?
I think you're missing the big elephant in the room. You're naming a bunch of countries that are a part of the United Nations. Ukraine is not. And that's the big deal right now. Like, they're not part of the United Nations, so countries that are in part of the United Nations are only going to do so much to help someone that's not a member. And so you got, like, Israel is a part of the United Nations. So another country in the United Nations tried to attack someone, is like, no, we ain't having that. And that's part of what Putin said, was like, yo, if any one of y'all from the United Nations want to get involved in this, it's going to be a bigger problem. And I think we're going to have to call his bluff eventually. And I mean, I'm pretty sure we are calling his bluff, but it's like, all right, you're right, because they're not our members. So we put the stick up for ourselves, for each other. They're not part of the United Nations. So maybe we should lay out, but we won't give them support because we ain't really fucking with what you're doing. So it's not just that we believe they belong to them. It's just, all right, they're not really in our clique. So, you know what I mean? We're going to hold it down for the people in our clique, and we're going to stick up for the little guy, but we ain't going to put our own people in harm's way to do so.
If he invades a NATO country, then we 100% would be boots on the ground and respond with military force. In fact, we're already deploying forces to the NATO countries in Europe in the event that he chooses to extend this to Poland or any of the other countries. But the other thing you have to be careful about is saying, oh, just because Ukraine used to be part of Russia, they're allowed to have it back. Alaska used to be part of Russia. Does that mean that he should be able to invade Alaska and we not do anything?
No, you're missing what I'm saying. I don't think he should take over Ukraine. I feel like once someone established a new country and more than, like, six people recognize it, like, you can't just, like, call up in Utah and Utah say, we ain't part of America no more, and it's our country. Like, no, like, more than one person has to generally recognize it's your country. You got to start having some flights there. You got to print some money. Like it's got to be more of a process. And so, yeah, you're right. Russia used to be part of Alaska. Russia sold it, right? It wasn't like it was lost, but Russia actually sold that
land. Yeah, for $7 million.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, right? So, like, that was a purchase. You can't just take it back after you purchase it, right? Like, Russia lost Ukraine in a debt restructuring country that couldn't repay back its debt, which the United States is kind of on its way to. But, I mean, we're a little bit too powerful to have that happen right now. But when it comes to the debt that we're accumulating, like, the only way to pay it off is kind of like just break off, right? And say, hey, ain't no more country, we bankrupt. It's kind of what Russia did, right? So now Russia's getting it back. And they're like, yo, this is kind of ours. It always was ours, right? But the only reason why I'm saying that, the reason why, like, they can take it back is because the rest of the world kind of looks at us like, yeah, it was yours, or there would be more of an uproar. I understand what y'all are saying about NATO, but take Mexico, for example. Mexico's not a part of NATO. You think if Russia tried to invade Mexico, we wouldn't try to blow up Russia?
We would. That's more of a security threat because Mexico is a bordering country to ours in terms of proximity. If Russia tries to take over, like, Mongolia or something, we're not going to go to war with Russia.
Well, where's Mongolia at? Africa?
Asia.
It borders China and Russia.
But see, I feel as though if Russia tried to take over Mongolia, China would have beef, and China would call on the U.S. and say, hey, we got all your debt. You need to back us. And we would back them and say, hey, Russia, you can't do this. You can't just start taking over countries. It's 2022. Like, we're done with that.
Maybe, but that doesn't mean that we would put U.S. forces on the ground, right? Like, we're not saying, okay, Russia, go ahead. We're taking diplomatic measures. You know, we may potentially respond with some kind of cyber capabilities. It's not like we're greenlighting it.
So you think that the only reason why we're not putting boots on the ground is because Ukraine is not a NATO country. That's it. And because they're not
100%.
So,
well, I didn't say him as fair.
Is Australia part of NATO?
I believe so.
Wait, say that again. With who?
Australia.
No.
If Russia invades Australia, do we put boots on the ground to help Australia? I think we do. And that's not any more or less of a security threat than Russia. It's the other side of the world.
Well, you know, it's funny because Australia is already going through it with China. We're not putting boots on the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's not they're not a military. They're not trying to take them over militarily, per se, or not directly. They're not invading them, but they got the long game going on. We're not jumping in. I don't think Biden.
Well, I don't know what you mean. Explain that. Explain that. Before you move on, explain that, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about, I just watched a doc on it like last week, exactly what they're doing. But China, they wanted, essentially Australia thinks China is trying to take over that entire hemisphere. And I forgot. They broke it down exactly what China is doing. Eventually they do expect to be invaded by China. They do see that in the future. But China's saying, nah, we're just, you know, protecting our sea borders. They're doing essentially the same thing Russia was doing. They're fortifying their borders, like beefing up their bases that are like closest to Australia, and there's some other stuff going on. I gotta remember exactly what they said in the doc, but yeah. So Australia's like, yeah, we're going to call on the U.S. And there was some people was like, yo, if the U.S. intervenes, we probably won't win this one, but we can't just let them take over Australia.
Why wouldn't we win?
I mean, we're not intervening. We're not intervening as of yet. Again, they haven't crossed that line yet. And if and when they do, I still don't think we'll do boots on the ground. I think it's going to be a combined effort with NATO, with closer countries putting boots on the ground, and the U.S., you know, just providing some type of probably air support, because I think that's what our biggest advantage is. Like, we got the Air Force, and don't nobody want to see us in the skies. We got Top Gun, and they don't, you know what I mean? So I think that probably will be most probably.
But you can't provide air support to Australia. It's, I mean, you can't go there and come back on one tank of gas. If not, then I have a whole.
That's what we
problem.
Have aircraft carriers for.
Yeah, and foreign bases.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I kind of disagree with y'all, but I can also see where y'all coming from. So Blur, what you got on the whole Russia invasion? Like, how do you think this ends? We go to World War III, or we kind of just say, hey, Ukraine, we'll just call you Russia right now?
No, I don't. I think, ultimately, unfortunately, because Putin is, like, such a strong-willed dude, I don't know if y'all seen or heard all the reports, like, how they're, like, he was part of the military. Like, he's old enough to remember when Ukraine was part of Russia, and it's, like, he's just the guy who wants the good old days back, and, like, they went through this whole rise to power. Dude is crazy enough to see this all the way through, but from all the reports that I've seen, especially with the support from the U.S. and other countries, I don't think he's going to be able to pull it off and sustain it. I think they're going to get beat back. Now, is he going to fall back gracefully? Who knows? I was listening to I want to give credit to ABC News. It probably was them, ABC or CBS News, and they were talking about it's about to be because they are so close, and it's like, Russian citizens are in Ukraine, so it will be Russians fighting Russians, and Russia is not going to like that, like the citizens of Russia. Now, does Putin care what the citizens of Russia think or care about? Probably not, but I think they fight them back, especially if they get the air support that they say, and from what I understand, that's what the biggest thing they need is they need air support. If they get that, I mean, I think they hold them off and they go back home.
Mm.
And then they're going to have to deal with these sanctions.
Okay, PG, what you think about the Russia situation?
You know, similar to what Blair was saying, not everybody in Russia, not even all of Putin's advisors, at least our intelligent sis and not all of his advisors were in favor of this. I do think that he takes Ukraine. I don't know if he holds it. You know, I don't think that him taking Ukraine is going to result in a world war. If he steps foot in a NATO country, I think that is going to start a world war. And also, I'm more concerned about him potentially aligning himself with China or North Korea and the damage that that can do.
Okay. Got my man New York in the building. New York, New York, welcome to the off-ramp. What do you think about the Russia situation?
Man, I'm just exhausted, yo. I've been living through major world events. I'm tired of it now. I'm just tired of it, to be honest with you. But I'm getting this history lesson right now. It's crazy. Why can't we all just get along for real? But I was listening to you say Ukraine is a part of Russia. It's already Russia right there. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, you hit this and can't get along. You gave him the Rodney King, yo. Oh, man. DJ C-Sire, what you think about the Russian situation going on?
It's just a sad situation. It seemed like there were so many, at least, efforts from all these countries to try and keep all this from happening. And, you know, I guess it would be more of a comfort to think that there could be some kind of, you know, compromise or, you know, be able to negotiate or to talk, you know, talk to somebody that Putin would have enough respect for to say, okay, you know, but it didn't matter. You know, do what you want to do.
Queen, welcome to the offer. Oh, you were done? I thought you were done.
I mean, I guess.
You got to watch some pauses around. You got to move on and take that breath. Are you done?
Yeah, bye.
So disrespectful. Queen, welcome to the off-ramp. Always glad to have you as usual. Always glad you can join us. What do you think about the Russia situation?
Okay, so this is getting into a big topic. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, so someone said to me today, I just want to bring this up. Someone said, why is it that we have to defend Ukraine? Like, why do we have to put our troops, our people into situations like that where they have to risk their lives and possibly be killed to defend a country that doesn't belong to us? What do you guys think about that?
Okay, I mean, we could definitely go down that. We can who is that? PG jumping in?
Yeah, well, we're not putting soldiers on the ground or really doing anything to defend Ukraine. We're not putting any of our troops in danger to defend Ukraine at this point in time. But, you know, security threats such as Russia, who is a nuclear power, you know, on the loose in a country, even if it's far away, can potentially be a threat to us, especially if they take back all of their USSR territories, which is likely what he wants to do. So do we wait till our enemy is at our front door? Do we wait till they're in Mexico or, you know, they're at our shores before we do anything? It's like instability anywhere is potentially a security threat to us. And a lot of what we do seems to be humanitarian, but it's really not. It's, you know, for our security.
Okay. Tighten up. Welcome to the off-ramp, my brother. Good to have you. What you think about the Russia situation?
All right. I'm a U.S. citizen, and I just want to say this really respectfully. Yo, we ain't nothing but some fucking bullies, yo. I'm a U.S. citizen. I was born in the United States of America, all right? Now, look, I don't drive no Russian vehicles. I don't eat no Russian candy. Hell, I don't even drink Russian vodka. But I'm going to tell you like this. We ain't nothing but some bullies. I believe it was Queen that just said she doesn't understand why we're going to defend Ukraine. Well, because Ukraine got some missile silos over there that, you know, Putin want to go borrow back because, you know, they kind of, you know, sitting on top of them acting like they ain't going to do nothing with them. So Putin like, look, I'm going to do something with them. Now, you can't activate nothing because I got the codes and everything to activate everything. Now, either y'all can play my way or I can just do what the U.S. do to everybody else, just come over there and bully y'all. Now, what y'all going to do? Now, NATO, you know, the little tiny country that they are compared to what Russia is, it can get a little physical and hairy, but, I mean, at the end of the day, are we really ready to see, especially if Putin get main man over there in China to, you know, go along with the psychotic plan that he came up with? It could potentially get real ugly real quick. And us as the U.S. need to remember what just happened to us not too long ago.
Okay.
And I don't think we learned the lesson.
I'm sorry, can I clarify? I already know what was going on. Someone was just asking me a question earlier at work, and, like, I explained everything. I was just bringing that part up, that's all.
Oh, no, yeah. You know us, Queen. We ain't accusing you of nothing. I think it's a good question. I'm sorry. That I'll pose that to the group next. Like, we'll make it more general. Like, why do we as Americans send our troops anywhere? And I know PG touched on it a little bit, but we can expand the question. But let me get to my man, Lion Strategic. Welcome to the off ramp, man. Always glad to have you in the building. What do you think about the not Germany? What do you think about the Russian situation?
I think it's a distraction. I don't think that we are fully vested in any kind of a response there. Like PG alluded to, you know, it is a strategic stronghold that we have there in NATO, but I don't think we're going to invest a lot in trying to defend Ukraine. Now, if they, I'm not even entirely sure that we would do too much if they stepped into, say, Romania or Poland. I don't think Biden is game for a world war. I do think it's important to point out that China and Russia made a strategic alliance 2 years ago, so it's not a matter of waiting for them to develop a strategic alliance. They already have one. And we know that North Korea is a puppeteer state, so however China pulls those strings is what they'll do. But this seems awfully convenient. I think one of the things we're not talking about is that China did mobilize their military, and they're headed towards Taiwan. So they've been talking about taking that back for a while. I'm interested to see what's going to happen with that. If this is going to be something they use as a perfect opportunity to go and take a grab off, the world's attention is diverted somewhere else.
Oh, China's definitely thinking about Taiwan. They're the only ones who compete with who makes all the products in the world. Instead of being made from China, it's always made from Taiwan. You know, that's a manufacturer.
The thing about that is that China actually has legal claim to Taiwan. They don't have to go take it. It reverts back to their control, I think, in 2025. So they may be mobilizing like, yo, if y'all want to act crazy, but they actually have legal claim to Taiwan. So they don't really have to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard that. It's the first I've heard that, and I'll take your word for it. But that's pretty crazy that Taiwan has to give up their country after a certain date. Like, it's got to suck to be the, well, like, that's a lame duck president. Like, if you're the last president.
Well, it's not really
elected,
their country. They were under British control.
Let me finish my joke, man.
I thought you got it out. Go ahead, man.
Nah, man, finish it. You just fucked up the whole joke.
I thought you got it out, man. Go ahead. There's a lame duck present. Go ahead.
It's over now, man. Say what you got to say. Let the joke sit. Go ahead, boy.
My bad, man. I'm going to let you land next time. My bad. I was just saying, it wasn't their country because they were under Britain control. And it was about 30 years ago, whenever Britain was taking over the world, 30 years ago, they were like, all right, look, we ain't really trying to deal with this. They're too far away from our country, so we're just going to give this back to China. They signed an agreement. They're like, yo, this is going to revert back to Chinese control. And this was about 30 years ago, so they set like a certain date, like July 11th, 2025. And it was probably like 30 years for it to be like not its own country, but to have like one nation, two countries, one nation or something like that, to like kind of like just slowly go back under Chinese rule. It might have given them too much time, so where they feel like, yo, we don't want to be controlled by China, but again, legally, they don't have, there's nothing they could do. Treaties were signed. I mean, the people in control made these agreements.
Man, that's interesting. So, you know, that's going to be interesting come 2025. But to go back to Queen's question, PG, I know you touched on it, but I'll come to you first. Do we have any type of obligation to send troops to other countries to fight wars that we have no business being involved? I mean, I know you kind of answered it because, you know, we have some interest globally when it comes to protecting our borders. But right now, Russia taking over Ukraine, and again, to those people out there in the middle of a hostile takeover, prayers go out to you, because a lot of y'all just out there just living your regular lives, and you got no interest in business politics and you know, all that type of good stuff. But should we be sending our troops, American troops, to places unless it will have a direct impact on us? Like, unless you're coming in this hemisphere, should we even bother with it? Or should we just say, hey, you should have had a strong arm?
Yeah, so the first thing is, no matter what our country says, we really don't do anything just to be nice or out the goodness of our hearts. We're not sending troops on quote-unquote humanitarian missions just because, no, regardless of what they say. So when we do send troops places, it's because there is some potential threat or a chain of events that can prompt a threat to our country. So sometimes, whether it's a treaty or anything, then, yeah, we might need to send troops to a certain country because it can have some events, you know, that could impact us. For example, Russia is a nuclear power, and right, you know, and them occupying Ukraine, just like when they occupied Crimea, and we didn't, I don't even think we did heavy sanctions at that point, right? So they are going to occupy Ukraine, and we're probably not going to do much, you know, but if it's a country we are treaty aligned with or another country and it does pose a security threat to us, then sure, you know, and just because we don't necessarily see the threat doesn't mean it's not there. Like, Russia has shot down airliners, brought down, you know, passenger planes in Belarus, you know, poisoned political opposition. It could potentially be a dangerous situation. Just today, the FAA extended the no-fly zone over all of Ukraine, and while that's not going to really affect passenger air travel, it affects, you know, cargo and other things. So, yeah, I do think sometimes that we should send troops to countries that are not ours, you know, when there's a threat or could result in a threat to our country. And I think as civilians, we don't necessarily always understand what that is.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I say we should have gave, like, if you were really concerned about, you know, I mean, that's why I think everyone should have a nuclear weapon. You deter everything if everybody got a nuclear weapon. If Ukraine had a nuclear weapon, even if they only had one, and Russia said, yo, you only got one, we got 100, we can wipe you off the map. And we can say, yo, but we can destroy Moscow. Like, which one means more? I'm sure Moscow is worth a little bit more than the entire country of Ukraine. Like, they don't invade Ukraine if they can set off a nuclear weapon in Russia. but it's kind of like the Second Amendment. If everybody got a gun, then is really anybody safe? New York, what you think, man? You think America should be sending their troops over to fight other people's wars?
I mean, dude, look, to be honest with you, look, I don't need U.S. didn't even have that type of impact, like any type of, other than, I think, what, 9-11 on our soil? I can't imagine any type of war just happening over here. So, I mean, shit, if that's what they got to do, that's what they got to do. I can't even imagine how. I don't even got a storm cellar. Where I'm going to hide if they shoot bombs over here? Like, I don't know. Like, what's going to happen? That shit going to be detrimental.
Storms are solid. Tighten up. Do you think we should be sending American troops overseas?
Hell no. We need the motherfuckers here, so when they start fucking our shit up, we got something to use. They all the way the fuck over there. Now they got to get back over here. They stuck. Sometimes this is not worth it.
All right, Lion Strategic.
Colonialism is alive and well, and we're going to continue to send people where we have financial interests. The only real geopolitical interest we have is money, and that's what this is all about. I mean, we've been crushing Russia's economy for years. There's only so many times you can run somebody's pockets before they lash out. So we must protect our own interests.
Yeah, see, I looked at Ukraine, like, when you look at the map, and it's like, yo, why would Russia want even Ukraine back? It seems like they're doing fine
shipping
just lanes. Without us. What'd you say?
Yeah, shipping lanes and natural gas. It's the only two reasons.
Yeah, if you look at the map and
titanium.
Okay,
what,
there you go.
Did you say Black Panther? What'd you say?
vibranium.
Russia got vibranium?
Yes, vibranium. Yes, they also have Infinity Stone.
Wait,
but
I thought they had the Mind Stone.
Yeah, speaking of China, my wife, is she a white Chinese person? Yo, I saw a gay white Chinese person on the internet, and I was floored. I saw a gay white Chinese person on the internet.
I don't think he was Chinese.
Yes, he was.
You can't be both. Either you're white or you're Chinese. You can't be gay, white, and Chinese. That's like, no.
Race is imaginary.
Hey, look, Blur, am I
lying? Oh, man.
I sent you the video.
A gay
white
Chinese.
I mean, I don't know why you calling that man
gay.
How you just going to put being gay on that man? You don't know that. Was he a white Chinese citizen? Yes, he was. But you don't know he was gay.
He was probably gay, but I don't know about Chinese.
It's so confusing.
I'm pretty sure it was a gay, but I don't know about Chinese.
Hey, look, I dated a white Jamaican girl. She was white, green eyes, but she sounded like Lennox from Belly. So it's possible.
There's black people with green eyes. That doesn't make you white.
But she was white. I didn't say I dated a black, white Chinese
person. I
didn't
know the person's background because I don't trust your...
Who was around there? I don't think Blur met her. PG knows her.
Is she white?
PG, you remember the white Jamaican girl I in college?
I have no idea who you're talking about. Is it the one? Did she play a sport?
No, hold on. Lion Strategic. You remember the white Jamaican girl I used to blow her back out?
Nah, B.
You said no?
No, because they all...
Nah.
Oh, see, I got sent y'all a text. Hey, shout out to her. I hope she's doing well. I hope she's life is going good. I didn't say her name, so I'm not embarrassing her personally.
Oh, but, shit!
Huh? Oh, I thought something happened. All right, so back to Russia. So if you look at the map, and Queen, we're going to come back to you to finish up the subject that you brought it up. if you look at the map, you hey, watch y'all background noise. You make sure you mute yourselves if you're not going to talk, because I got all y'all off mute so you can so we have a free fun conversation. If you look at Ukraine, their access to the Black Sea is probably the only reason why Russia wants them back. And it's not so much shipping and all that stuff, but just but there's like Russia would have a very small entry to the Black Sea, whereas Ukraine has a good foothold in it, surrounded by other countries. Because if you look at the Black Sea, it's surrounded by a bunch of different countries. Without Ukraine, Russia has a tiny part of access. And if you try to get the Russia, if you try to get, you know, supplies into Russia through the Black Sea, it can be stopped by so many countries, including Ukraine, who kind of can wall off Russia from the Black Sea. But if you take over the Black Sea, then the map of Russia really has no bounds. Like, you can pretty much get to Russia from anywhere, just in case, you know, strategically, if somebody closes one border off, you still have entryway somewhere else. Now, I mean, the Black Sea is still a sea, so it's not like you can get in there from the ocean. I don't know if there's a there's an entryway through whatever country there is. I'm sure. I'm not sure of the definition of sea, but I think it's closed with land. But the Black Sea is huge, right? So it looks like strategically they just need that piece of land to make sure they're okay, but. I don't know, man. I don't think we're headed to World War III, but I also, I remember learning about World War II, and, you know, America's in a financial crisis. Most of the world's in a financial crisis. And that's how Hitler started Nazi Germany. The world was in a financial economy downhill. Hitler said, hey, Czechoslovakia, or whatever that fucking country was he first took over, was originally German, and he took it over. And the world was like, yo, what are you doing? Like, stop. Like, relax, yo. Like, you don't need to be invading other countries. Relax. But no one did anything, including America, because they were fighting their own debt problems and economic downturns. And it gave Germany more power because they like, yo, we can take over a country and ain't nobody going to do shit. Because Germany wasn't, Nazi Germany wasn't nearly as powerful then as they were when they tried to invade Stalingrad, which was a mistake. Hitler was on that cocaine. You know, you could have stomped out Germany right there from fucking up from World War One. You could have went right back in there and said, nope, what are you doing taking this over? You're right back down to ground zero. Get out of power. But they didn't. They just said, hey, we're worried about our own problems. We're going to let it go. And then the power grew. Now, Russia's already a power. I'm trying to figure out if this Ukraine is the start of this again.
But, yeah, that's what happens. Like, with World War II, the U.S., we minded our business until Pearl Harbor and until Germany started sinking U.S. ships, and then we got involved. But that's what happens when you don't, when you just stay out of it until it's too late, like a world war.
Well, according to rumors, we weren't staying out of World War II. We were sending ships to the Allied powers,
yeah.
And that's why Germany started sinking
our
ships.
Well,
so
we were an outside influence, but we weren't physically fighting with them.
Yeah. Lion Strategic, was you jumping in?
No, I was going to say I was under the impression that we entered the war because they defaulted on some loans. We didn't go in there to be heroes and save anybody. We went in there because they didn't run us out of money.
Yeah. And money's always a factor. Well, Queen, you brought the subject up. You want to end it before we move on?
No, I'm okay.
Hey, watch our background.
I'm okay. No.
Okay. Anybody else got anything left on Russia? Y'all want to bring anything up? Floor is open.
I'll say this. We absolutely should be fucking niggas up who get out of line. We got the big dick. We got the iron fist wrapped in the velvet glove, and we carry the big stick. I mean, I think we need to be swinging that shit around every once in a while. Let these motherfuckers know. Like, look, stay in line. Don't you get out of line? Here we come. It ain't that wrong. Whatever the reason is, sometimes we got to stick up for the little guy. I mean, Mexico probably got a military. Don't nobody care because they got us. Canada probably got a military. Don't nobody care because they got us. I mean, it's good to be friends with the big guy. I mean, if you're the big man on the yard, then sometimes you got to let people know.
I mean, and that's why I feel America should agree. Oh, go ahead.
Nah. As soon as they start drafting people for the war, nope. I got flat feet. Never. I haven't said where am I going? I'm not doing it.
They can talk all they want.
Nope.
I mean, but remember, there's other foreign policy tools other than
PG. Just hold on. I think you're going to make a great, intelligent point. But can we just pause for the fact that my man said he's not going to war because he got flat feet?
You know, I don't know New York that well, but I don't feel like you're going to pass the drug test to get drafted.
Amen. You're right. I can use that in excuse too.
You not in danger.
See, well, my eyes look right now.
But what were you saying, PG? Go ahead and make your intelligent comment. That's pretty good.
I was just going to say, also remember, there's other means to hurt a country and to deter people that aren't brute force.
Okay.
Right? Like, that's what the Department of State is for.
And even outside of that, there's steps before... in between boots on the ground and things like sanctions and stuff like that, it's all the technology. Like, we gonna fly those drones. We gonna get them up there. In Pakistan, and they're like, yo, we hate the clear skies because whenever we know it's the clear skies, I mean, we know it's likely to be a drone strike. Like, yo, the people over there are like, yo, we used to love cloudy days because we knew if it was cloudy out, wasn't gonna be a drone strike. We will light your ass up at the drop of a dime. And won't have not nam boot on ground, and I am all for it.
All right, well, let's get okay. We can come back to Russia next week because there's a real good topic Blair brought up, and I thought it was interesting, and I thought that we can have a real good conversation about it. And we only got an hour left, and I'm glad because we got Muslims on the line, we got Christians on the line, we got Baptists, Catholics, we got the whole gamut. So I was talking to Blair last week. Is everybody good with Russia? Before we move on, everybody good with me moving on? It's our show, so I didn't just want to rough people, but I'm trying to make sure we move the subject. I by your silence, I'll assume that everybody's good with it. So I was talking to Blair last week, and he brought up a question. I thought it was a great question, and I don't give Blair credit for a lot of things. I love him, but I don't give him props. But this, I thought this was a good one. Blair said, if we found Jesus' remains and could prove it was Jesus himself, what would happen to Christianity? And I thought, fuck, that's a hell of a question, right? Because you would think that, oh, Christians believe Jesus ascended to heaven with the resurrection. Boom, religion over. But no. Religion is a billion, especially Christianity. It's a billion-dollar religion. I don't know if it's the most popular religion in the world. I still think maybe Buddhism is just because it's a 5 billion Chinese people. That might be racist, so I'm sorry, Chinese people, Asian people, whoever believes in Buddhism. But Christianity itself is a billion-dollar industry. And if they were able to find Jesus' remains, I don't think a billion-dollar industry would just roll over and say, damn, our belief system is gone. Now we're gone. I just want to pose the question to you now. Blair is the one who brought it to me. I'm bringing it up tonight. But, Blair, I'll step to you first. No, it's not step to you, but I'll go to you first. When you thought of this question, what were you thinking about? And what do you think the impact will be? We'll go Blair, DJ C. Siren, line strategic, and we'll go from there. Go ahead, Blair.
You know, I'm going to take the props, and thank you for giving me credit for this. It wasn't me who brought this up. I jumped in on it, but it wasn't me. It was Minivan who brought this up. But, yeah, thanks for the props. That said, I don't think nothing happens. I don't care how much money Christianity, how big of an industry it is. I don't think that matters. I mean, you need more details in the scenario. If you say, you know, they found his remains somewhere in Israel, okay, yeah. No, I don't think that does anything to anybody. No one said his body, like, floated off. That was not in the Old Testament, I don't think. Now, if you tell me they found the cave, the tomb, and his body was in the tomb, just hidden behind a rock, all right, that might have some repercussions, but I don't think even then it would either, because they're just going to say, yeah, they brought his body back to the tomb, because clearly the tomb has been searched through over the centuries. I'm pretty sure the Jewish people would have found it as soon as they went and looked for him. Like, oh, they never thought to look behind this rock right here. So, yeah, if they find some remains in a tomb or in a casket down by the River Jordan somewhere and they do some tests and say, yo, these are the remains of Jesus Christ, they'd be like, all right, cool. They brought his body here, and this is where they laid him to rest. I don't think anything happens to religion at all.
DJ C. Simon.
No, I don't think so.
No, you don't think so? Yeah,
I guess that was what's the question? The question is if they were...
Get off your goddamn phone!
If
they found
FDCC
Jesus...
FDCC has a new member login we have to update. If they found remains that could prove it was Jesus, you said, would that change the outlook of whatever Christianity got? And I don't think so. I think it would be too many people that would refute it or not. I mean, look at it. They don't trust science. They're not going to do it. The only way they would prove it is through, like, some kind of DNA test. That's science. They said that shit's fake anyway. So I think you can't really disrupt such a huge belief system. I think people will self-destruct, and that we already have something set in such a foundational, belief system that I think at least at this time there would be so many other people, there's a lot of YouTube channels that would pop up at this point in time.
There's a lot of that ear music.
That would say, yeah, it's definitely the government trying to,
It'd be Putin.
Like the right wing, like Bible Belt people. Oh my gosh, I get to see it right now. Except, like, it's definitely like American, it would be the, QAnon people. Like, I mean, and I'm not on their side, but I was like, I mean, they would be the ones that would just be like, definitely the libs, trying to, sabotage American society and make it so that everyone can have sex with animals.
Yeah, my strategic.
Contrary to what everybody is saying, if you find the remains of Jesus, then it pretty much means that everything is a sham. The whole basis of Christianity as a religion is the belief in the resurrection, right? That's why we have the Lent season coming up. That's why we have Easter, right? If he didn't suffer, die, bury, and then become resurrected and ascend to heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father, then all you have is a guy who had a really bad acid trip. Like, none of it matters after that. So,
yo, did you say Jesus had an acid trip? Is that how he was able to walk on water?
Whoever wrote that book after he had a bad acid trip, because none of it's real. Like, the whole foundation of Christian theology is based upon the resurrection of Christ. Like, came down, went back up. Like, he took an elevator, right? He came down an elevator, then he went straight back up. Like, that doesn't happen, then Christianity isn't real. It's not a thing.
So, but what do you think would actually... See, I understand what you're saying in theory and tighten up, I'm coming to you next. But Lion Strategic, you studied this. You're an expert in this. But you're also a well-rounded individual. I understand what you're saying in theory. They find Jesus remains, boom, Christianity done.
Yep.
But you also know how the world works. And again, this is a billion-dollar industry. I'm asking you, what do you think really happens?
Well, I think the evangelical church certainly goes on, right? That doesn't change. They're a for-profit business. And, I mean, I think so much to the point that they've introduced legislation the last couple of years that they're considering removing 501c3 status from places of worship because they're businesses. But with that being said, pretty much every other product that the evangelical church sells at this point is contrary to like foundational beliefs of Christianity. If you go back to the early church, like you have, racism, right? Like that's, and you have neo-Nazism. Like those are things that are equated with the Christian faith at this point. You have things that you push, like you have the agenda against the homosexual community, right? Christianity, and let me back up. If you look at it from a theological standpoint, it has to end. But if you look at it from a commercialist standpoint, then it's going to go on, right? Like billion-dollar music industry, billion-dollar movie industry, you have multi-billion-dollar churches, right? So, of course, it continues from the money standpoint, but all they do simply is rewrite some doctrine and say that they had an error in some way or another, or they rewrite a translation and they come back out and say that this is the original translation, repackage it, repurpose it, and send it back out there. But that's basically what's happened with every denomination, right? Like, you have every denomination because you had church splits, because you had people who didn't believe something or they didn't want to go along with something that somebody else was saying. And then they went back and tried to find a justification for it in Scripture. And then that's how you get Methodists and Baptists and Catholics and Protestants and Seventh-day Adventists and I won't say the magical underpants people, but you get all of those different things. So.
Look, I want to come back to that because my father-in-law changed gods, and I want to have that discussion too.
He
but
didn't change gods.
what you think would happen if they found Jesus remains?
Yeah. It's over. Ain't no any. Listen, like Mainman said, like we all know. Listen, when you are able to really understand it, and you look at it, you start questioning shit. All right, so if you walk outside right now, you see Tupac walking up to you, what you going to say? Is Elvis dead? Come on, you can't, I mean, it's one of those questions like the reality is going to be what it is. Listen, it was a fake. For those that believe it was a fake, they're going to be like, look, see, there's the proof. Look, look, look. For those that don't and those that want to continue to try to keep the billion-dollar business going, they're going to try to find another way to cover it up and come up with another lie to cover it up, like they've been doing.
Yeah, I agree. Like, that's exactly the same. It's kind of like I said, I mean, it's kind of what we've all been skimming on. It's the belief system. And we kind of have already seen, like, the people in whatever lane you're in, that's what you're going to stay in. You know what I'm saying? So proof, no proof, it either helps support what you already believe or it helps refute or you're going to refute that information if it doesn't go in line with what you already believe. Queen?
Look, I got an answer for Queen. Queen is eating food right now. Yeah, you know I mean, so she gonna skip the conversation.
All right, New York, you go ahead.
I have a question. I don't know. So it, apart from religion aside, was Jesus a real person in history? Before I get my answer, was he the actual person on Earth?
Yeah.
So if we were to find
his... wait, can you really say that he was though? I mean, let's be honest. Where's the proof that he was really here? Like, is there a birth certificate? Like, who? Like. We, mommy, daddy, like, we need some type of book. Who was the nurse that delivered the baby?
But I don't think we can actually have that conversation.
Government hadn't quite gotten up to that level.
What country was he born in? Was he South American or was he Eastern Asian? I mean, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. That's why I said, like, it'd be a fun fact to find. Like, Flying Main Man Bones, like, I guess he really wasn't more of that spiritual.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, I'll talk to that point. At the end of the day, if Jesus was a real person, if he was, I think he was a real person, when my studies concluded. If I'm wrong, please let me know. But at the end of the day, if anybody found his remains, I don't think that deters us from any type of religion, because at the end of the day, we were created from a singularity. At the end of the day, we don't know where we were created from, but we originated from a singularity somewhere, some way. So, I mean.
But that's why, what, you know, my brother Minivan brought to Blur, and Blur had that conversation. We're not created by, well, we're created by singularity as far as God created Adam, but Adam had Eve, and then the story goes, and then God looked at humans and was like, y'all be fucking up. Let me put my baby in this widow or this this virgin lady, and she got to explain to her husband how she got pregnant, and they never got.
No, the angel explained it to him.
Yeah, the angel explained.
Yo,
shout out to Joseph, yo. I would never believe you bitches. What you mean you got?
Yeah, well, I'm not even talking.
Angel. How we married?
Yeah, I'm not.
No, we're not married yet.
They weren't married?
Not yet.
That was just his girl. Mm-hmm. And she lived with him in a barn, and she was only his girl.
No.
But hold on. Before this conversation go anywhere, hold on.
Hold on. I'm gonna get back to all this, but let me make sure I get PG or Blur in the conversation.
Hold on. Let me get my point. Let me get my point though, because we taking religion out of it. We taking religion out of it. Yeah, I mean, if they found Jesus' remains, I mean, what does that do? I don't think it does anything, because for me, at the end of the day, we were all created from a singularity. I mean, there's across multiple religions, there are multiple similarities as far as everything is concerned. So, I mean, if they found Jesus' remains, and then what does that prove or disprove? I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, because, I mean, if they found his remains and he was an actual documented person in that time period, I mean, it doesn't do anything. It really doesn't do anything. But at the end of the day, like, I mean, we still created from a singularity. What are we talking about? If they found his remains, it disproves the Bible language of Christianity. Is that what we're talking about?
No, I was chewing peanuts, pause, so they couldn't hear you. But let me get back to you in a second, DJ, since I...
Well, he wants it, but...
I know, but we got to get PG and Blur in here. We've already talked. We got to make sure everybody gets a term.
But I'm trying to get a clarification.
Okay, make a clarification of Blur.
Clarification of saying that you're finding the body of Jesus Christ is that Christianity is that he is divine and has not died.
But
he
you eat his graham cracker body every month,
and drink his wine blood. We're going
so if he
but anyway, so if, but you know, if, so the the thought is, if this is a supreme being that did not die and is eternal, then, of course, why would we find the body? There would not be a body.
But that's,
so that would be the – that would be the – yeah, there you go.
I think that lies on interpretation though, because I mean, I don't know if you put on this earth, if somebody put you on this earth, you born from the womb of a woman that's yeah, you know I mean, that's been a virgin, and you a supreme being. I mean, and you documented on paper. Okay, I mean, you could find bones or something like that, just like we are humans. I mean, but we at the end of the day, we leave with our consciousness. So, I mean,
our mothers were not virgins.
Oh,
hey, stop, DJ Z-Sign. I gotta get everybody else in here. And Lion Strategic, I'm gonna come right back to you. New York, did you finish your point? Because I got to get the blur and PG and back
to
watch.
I did. My fault. I don't mean to take long. Yeah, y'all finish my point.
DJ C-Sign, she's a Southern Baptist, so she gets passionate about this stuff, and she gets mad at me when I start crying.
No, we all got to have a conversation offline. I would appreciate we have a conversation offline, because I'm trying to gain the knowledge, for real. All
right, PG, what you got?
Yeah, I think that would definitely kind of kick in a pillar of Christianity, but I don't think that something fact-based would collapse something that's faith-based, right? Christianity is built on a lot of faith, like C-Siren said, a belief system, and I think that people just would choose not to believe it. Or to, you know, refute it in some way. And then some people might leave the religion, you know, but I already think, like, atheism is growing and Christianity is declining, like, you know, maybe, like, 12% over the past 10 years or something like that. So I think maybe, you know, there would continue to be a decline, but I don't think it would, you know, poke a major hole in Christianity. Well, it would definitely poke a hole, but I don't think people would, you know, leave. There wouldn't be like a mass exodus of the faith.
Okay, Blur. So this is kind of where I agree and disagree, like with PG, because I don't know if it's even poking a hole, because it's kind of like I'm kind of like a combination of what PG said, what Titan Up said, and I forgot what you called it, home. That I want to say crucial conflict, but I know that ain't it, because. I don't know if you have to spin things. I don't think it's a spin. Or I think it's just like, because it's all kind of an interpretation of the Bible. Like, I ain't stay at church all the time. My mom used to make me go when I was younger. And then when I got older, I stopped going because she couldn't force me to. But I don't know if they say, yo, God being eternal meant like his body, his flesh was just going to live on for eternity. I don't remember that part. So if he rose and brought back to life or whatever, I mean, they stabbed him. He bled. So eventually his flesh, his body was going to break down. It was going to die. The soul, the spirit, I mean, all that makes up Jesus Christ outside of just the flesh and blood live on for eternity. Yeah, but do the body? I never thought that the body was like floated off to heaven because, you know, I never thought heaven was in space. So I never thought of the body just, you know what I mean, being gone. So like the body... If the body is flesh, it could go back into the ground, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So if you found it, cool, you found the body. That don't mean you found the essence, the spirit, or whatever it is. And so that could live on forever. That could still be out there. You just found the remains, which I don't think changes anything. Again, that could be spin. That could be interpreting to support your beliefs instead of the facts. But I think those are all kind of branches of the same tree of saying, nothing's going to happen to religion if you find the body. All right, I'm going to let DJ C-Siren go because I have sex with her, but Lion Strategic, you're up next.
Just real quick, clarification. Jesus' ascension to heaven, which was 40 days after resurrection, I did have to brush up on it. But it was the ascension to heaven, which was body and soul. So
it was physically left the earth.
If you go by the Bible, there would not be a body. of Jesus, because he ascended to heaven to sit on the right hand of the Father, which is God. So it would refute what at least we believe that the Bible says. We would not have the body or, you know, of Jesus. It was body and soul that was ascended to heaven after he was 40 days after the resurrection.
You think Jesus, like, swam to heaven through space since there's no, like,
air? He floated.
Air?
He had to float.
But there's no air. So you think, like, when he got to that...
Well, where is heaven? Where is heaven?
I assume it's past...
It has to be past space, right?
That's what I'm saying. So did he have to swim there? Like, suppose Jesus, like...
I mean,
like,
it might be water above space.
Like, suppose God's punishment for Jesus for not making sure humanity was cool...
No, I'm well pleased. No.
What?
God was pleased.
I'm pleased when my son gets a B, but I ain't happy. So, like, maybe his, like, punishment was like, you got to swim to heaven. So, like, maybe, like, Jesus just got to heaven. And, like,
why would it take him so long?
Because space is huge. And he had to swim past the Milky Way.
Why does Jesus have to know how to swim? If he could walk on water, did he ever learn how to swim?
But because you have to swim.
Joseph taught him how to swim.
No, because you. No, but blur the essence. Why do you have to.
Look, I
mean, why is strategic ready to hang out with all this
crap? I mean, I'm sorry. He's
but you got to learn to swim in space because there's no air. So you have to create the movement. The only way you can move from one point to the next is to push yourself. You can't just, like, there's no wind pushing you to heaven.
What's like?
Once you float, okay, maybe you float to the outer rim, but once you get to space, it's a vacuum. That's why nobody can hear you scream. So then Jesus got to, like,
so is
damn,
that what
I got to get to heaven.
Isn't it kind of like a quantum leap? Could he not just, like, quantum leap?
That's what I'm saying. Does Jesus have space balls hyperspeed?
Definitely.
I imagine Jesus.
It's a leap, yo. He opened it, like, he's got
a... I imagine Dad punished.
Physics has to, you know, like, there has to be, like, a whole
break. I just imagine Dad punished Jesus. Like, the reason why I'm not bringing you here right now is because you didn't. Because Russia's invading Ukraine right now. Like, you fucked up. Like, you didn't finish the job. You could walk on water. You couldn't get these people to get along. Hey, let's go to Line Strategic. Line Strategic, please bring us back to more conscientious terms of this subject. I know you were trying to get in earlier, so I want to give you a space to wrap.
Oh, man, I forgot what it was at this point. But to speak to the whole resurrection point, Jesus did die, right? Like, that's a big part of it. It's also important to point out that the part of the purpose of him coming to earth was so that he would experience every emotion, every situation that man has felt, right? So, like, the sadness, the anger, the grief, moments of insanity. There's no human emotion that is apart from God, to the point of his body being left. Like, that would literally be impossible. As you point to Revelations, it talks about the fact that you will literally be able to see his wounds from crucifixion. So it's not like he went upstairs and switched off bodies. He literally is going to have the same body, and that's a part of it. So.
I thought about that too when Blair brought this conversation up. Like, what if they found Jesus' remains, and we realize that the other two dudes who were on the crucifix with him, like one, like that was the body we didn't found. So, like, what if we just mixed Jesus up with, like, Keith? Like, what if Keith was the Messiah and not Jesus, and we just, like, mixed the two up? I went down a rabbit hole thinking about this. And then I thought, was Jesus perfect on earth? Like, was he a perfect child through his death?
Yes.
Then why isn't he considered the greatest basketball player of all time? Because
they didn't have basketball.
But if he did...
I was going to say, because the Canadian hadn't invented it yet.
Like, it's got to be tough to be Jesus' friend if Jesus is perfect. Like, you don't never trip over, like, a crack in the sidewalk.
Like, your shoes don't have soles on.
There's no concrete.
There's no concrete back then? Concrete had to be invented.
Well, the Bible doesn't really go into detail. So, basically, Jesus is born, and then the next time we're introduced to him, he's here on his father's business. The Bible, as we know it, doesn't really go into detail about the in-between time.
Yeah, it's like Jesus is like Superman, because like Superman was born, and so you know he's 33 years old, and Metropolis, they got to go back and do the reboot and show the Smallville version of Jesus, which I think they did a play, you know what I mean, the, like from 10 to 33 when Jesus is going through puberty and all that good stuff. Yeah, I think there was a play about that.
Now, there are writings about that. It just didn't make it into the Bible.
Okay. That's interesting. I didn't know that they skipped Jesus' teenagers. And it's got to be suck for Joseph. Like, I couldn't even get my wife pregnant. She show up with another man's baby. The baby comes out and looks at me and like, yo, you know I'm the big dick in this household. Like, I hope Joseph made it to heaven. I was having this conversation with my uncle. He's a Jehovah's Witness. He's, you know, knows the Bible back and forth, read it multiple times. DJ C. Shine, I talked to you about the conversation because he told me that Moses didn't make it to heaven. And I was like, yo, that's foul. Like, how, like, he led all the Jews from Egypt. Like, he split the Red Sea and he hopped in the sand and crossed it and saved all these Jews. How couldn't he make it to heaven? And my uncle told me, because at one point God said, have faith, and Moses was like, man, I don't know about this one, God. And God said, boom, no heaven for you. Like, he was this soup Nazi. God said, man, this is rough. Like, God, like, I know I don't have a shot.
Old Testament God's like, he's
Moses, that wasn't about him making it to heaven. It was him leading them into the promised land, right? So they wandered in the desert for 40 years, and because he turned his face away from God, he didn't get to lead them into the promised land. So in turn, Joshua had to.
But Moses didn't immediately go to heaven at that time when he died, because the way of life to heaven had not been created yet. Until Jesus died and was resurrected. Then Moses
died. Hold on. Heaven didn't even exist until Jesus died? Where was God at?
Well, it did. It did. But it wasn't,
where are you?
It wasn't possible for humans to go at that time.
What? Where are you going? Where are you basing this from?
Are we about to have God moves?
Huh?
The Bible?
Awkward.
You couldn't go to heaven. You couldn't go to heaven until Jesus died and
Kanye dropped
resurrected.
Well, where are you reading this from?
Awkward.
So I understand the Bible, but like, what book are you quoting right now?
We might have to revisit.
I
want to
say
John 3:16.
Yeah,
I want to say like Deuteronomy 32, but it's Christian theology.
Yeah, tighten up.
I
can't hear.
Like one of the very first things that said in Genesis is that the heavens were made.
The heavens were made, but the way
right.
of life for us to get there did not exist until Jesus came to earth and died for our sins and then was resurrected.
So no one before Jesus could go to heaven?
That's not true.
Okay.
What happened to Enoch?
Who?
Well, did hell exist at that time, too? I mean, there was heaven, so that means there was hell, too, right?
Yeah, so, but then also, so Enoch, and I'm not super, like, I'm not a professional. I'm not up to date on Enoch completely, right? But
mm-hmm.
Enoch,
you're not a professional.
Visited. It. Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, I haven't studied the Gospel of Enoch.
There is a gospel of Enoch.
It's not in the Bible, but it's an apocryphal. Oh my God.
Are y'all talking from the New Testament or the Old Testament, or like is it some new book that's going on?
The
Enoch
book of Enoch
is a different book.
All right, hold on. All right. Look, I want to give y'all each space to have your conversation, but I want to give y'all moments to think about what y'all asking, because I think it's a good conversation. I don't know. I never studied religion. It wasn't part of my religion was part of my upbringing, but it was so many different religions, from Muslim to Catholics to Jehovah's Witness to Baptist. So much of my life. So I want to give each of y'all a space to ask your question and answer. But, you know, Lying Strategic, I know you studied this. So just, you know, be a little mindful. You're talking to us regular people who don't study the Bible. We study, like, me and PG study money. We know how much it costs
only
to put Jesus up there.
Right, but the only distinction that's important is, like, the gospel, there's only four of them. There's books, right? There's 63 books, 66 books, 66 books, but there's four gospels, right? And Enoch is not part of the canon. That's considered a Gnostic gospel, which was excluded from the Bible, but that's a whole different radio show, bro. But the gospel, the distinction of that is that it is literally telling the story or the genesis of Jesus. So from birth to death, what he did, accounts of what he did on earth, all of his miracles, and everything in between. That's what makes it a gospel.
Okay. PG.
So I know Enoch to be an apocryphal book, right? And I do know that Enoch either visited or had a dream about heaven, but the Bible that we know it as in the 66 books references a place called paradise. You know, so for example, when Jesus says, "In this day you'll be with me in paradise," most people think that means heaven in the way that we think about heaven, and it doesn't. It references where believers went when they died, before Jesus died and was resurrected. And not to go into too much detail, but immediately when Jesus was resurrected, that's where he went to set them free, and then they went to heaven.
Mm-hmm. All right, DJ, C-Sign, you want to hop in? You got to be nice. Like, if you died right after Jesus, like if Jesus died at like 7:02 and you died at 7:03, you gotta be shaking your ass like, hey, I done got into the new spot. Go ahead, DJ.
But like what PG is saying, and that, I mean, that's true. And if you think about it, like, yeah, they don't talk about going to heaven. Now they might use other, like we're saying, other terms that are interpreted as heaven. And things like that. And I think Enoch is a different case because I just, like, you know, because he didn't die. We're talking about like a physical death and going to heaven. And I think, like PG said, it's not mentioned to go to heaven until Jesus went to heaven. But I think it's all, I mean, it depends on, you know, how you studied, where you studied, and I guess what the interpretation of resting or, you know, whatever was used. I haven't looked in terms of the Old Testament, but actual saying going to heaven, I think is not really an Old Testament terminology that was used.
Can I ask a question? Who the hell is Enoch? And like, was that like Jesus' homie?
There's a lot of people in the Bible if you read it.
Who are y'all talking about?
And why is he so important? Like, I hate to be that guy. And Jesus, don't get mad at me. Again, I didn't study theology. But is this like Jesus' road dog? Like, who's this cone that you speak of?
Cone?
Enoch backwards. Cone.
I'm a headache. Well, it's with an H, but
Kono?
It's
Kono.
He's
Jewish, right?
H, I mean,
Kono.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, Blur. Did you want to jump into their conversation? It's above my head.
I do want to say shout out to all the Sunday school teachers, man. Y'all doing them proud because I have no idea what y'all talking about. Now, y'all was in Sunday school overtime, weren't y'all? Y'all damn in books of the Bible calling them out? PG thought about it for a second. She was like, yeah, do the right thing. Chapter 30, verse 4. Like, yo, she was on it. Like, I didn't see that coming, man. So shout out to all three of y'all. I mean, y'all, man, y'all doing preacher, Sunday school, choir practice, man. Y'all doing them proud because, yeah, clearly I couldn't do that. I do want to say, though, shout out to God, man. Like, who is Moses? Like, yo, I done turned your stick into a snake. I done parted the Red Sea. I done killed all your enemies. I mean, I done did all this stuff. And you going to question me? You going to question my Lord? You going to question my power now? No, you ain't getting into heaven. I'm with him on that one. I done did all this right in front of you, right through you. And you going to question me? Nah, dog. Nah, you switching up. Nah, you got to stay here. Nah, I'm with that. I'm with all that. After I done did all this for you and your people, you going to question me? Nah.
Yeah, you also made me run around the desert for 40 years, and you could have just sent GPS. I could have got there at about 5. Hey, New York, New York.
From the dead.
Anything? Yo, if it was raining like biscuits
manna,
and gravy.
Yeah, it was a little biscuits.
Yo, Jewish bread ain't good. I know y'all be talking about the matzo ball. Shout out to all my Jewish homies out there. Look, I love your mamas. I love your grandmamas. Y'all always made me matzo ball and soup. Yo, that bread ain't good, B. Like,
American bread is great.
Nah, yo, go to Popeyes and get you a biscuit, yo. God, when did you wrong? New York, did you want to jump in? Yeah, oh, man, I'm so sorry, Jesus. New York, do you want to jump in this conversation?
No, I think I have to echo. I have to echo what Blair said. I mean, I'm thankful for the knowledge. Yeah, I mean, even PG, she mentioned. I can't even pronounce the name. The Book of Enoch. Yeah, Enoch. I haven't even got a chance around to actually read the Book of Enoch, but that's in the future. I plan on studying that, but I think everybody for the knowledge. You know what I mean? You need to gain some understanding.
Okay, is Queen still busting the ground, or she want to join us?
Nah, she cold right now. What? She right next to me. She listened to the conversation and everything.
Okay. Queen. Okay. Go ahead, DJ. She's on.
My joke was, are you sure you didn't mean Book of Eli? That's just it.
Oh yeah, Book of Eli. Yeah. Like, why was he killing all them people because it was in Braille? The other dude couldn't have read it anyway. He could have saved himself some time.
Spoiler alert! I haven't watched it. I fell asleep on it.
You have, you know, there's no spoiler for the Book of Eli at this point. You didn't realize he started killing people.
I fell asleep early.
This dingy-ass white dude was killing people for the Bible because he felt like he could lead and control everybody. And so he was killing everybody for the Bible because Denzel Washington had a Bible. So he was trying to kill Denzel Washington and the singer from the Rock movie when he was the gay dude and John Travolta. Be Cool. Who's the singer from Be Cool? I'm sorry. This
the
is
female
a,
singer?
Yeah, the little Mexican.
It's probably not the right accent.
Is she Guatemalan?
No.
Is she Ukrainian? Because she's probably in trouble.
You probably got the wrong actress, I'm pretty sure.
Blur, do I got the wrong address? You know these people.
He's saying Christina.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about. You said the gay
Christina
singer.
Christina Milian, like, is not in the Book of Eli.
I'm thinking Christina Milian from Get Shorty. But, yeah, she wasn't in the Book of Eli.
Who was the Mexican in the Book of Eli?
Mila Kunis.
Can't figure out the difference between...
I don't look at race.
It's, like,
forgive 20, me for not being
it's
race.
It's Mila Kunis, right?
Get confused.
Who, what'd you say, Queen?
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis?
Mila Kunis from that 70s show, and when she was drug dealer and that,
Oh, I love that show. Yeah, that's her, but what's she a drug dealer at?
She's in Book of Eli.
I want to say Punisher or what's that movie where he has, like, demon Mark Max Payne, right? No?
I ain't never seen that one. But, yeah, that's her. The chick from that 70s show.
You
I thought that was Mila Kunis.
No, Christina Milian.
Christina Milian.
Get Shorty.
And
or Be Cool.
Are they the same race?
No.
What are they?
One is Latina. The other one is Russian?
Ukrainian.
Ukrainian.
Yeah, Mila Kunis is from Ukraine.
Oh, I hope she's safe.
Her family.
Her and her family. She better put a nuclear weapon on.
Like that, now you confusing.
Because they're having a rough night. Look, man.
Russian.
Look, racism confuses me. I don't know how to tell these people. Look, I took my son out to McDonald's with one of his friends, and I assumed she was white, but it didn't look like her tan came from sun. So I don't know what she is. But they're cool. I just don't know what they are. I want to classify them as black, but I feel like they would get offended.
Race is made up, man. They could be whatever they want to be.
You're right. But it's just how my brain works. I don't see DJ C. Siren is from a place where, you know, well, maybe not a place. It might have nothing to do with where she's from, but she's used to looking at people and seeing different traits and characteristics and understanding the nationality. Where I'm from in Jersey, we ain't really care about that. You were just from Jersey.
I don't know. Is it really made up? Tower of Babel. Go. Back to my Bible scholars. Go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but yeah, so Book of Eli. Yo, was anybody else confused about that movie, how Denzel had to kill a bunch of people for a Bible that nobody could read but him because he was blind? And anybody didn't see that as a huge waste of time?
Well, the other chick who could read it too. She just hadn't read it in a while.
Oh yeah, the creepy white dude's sex slave lady.
What? I couldn't get past the people who ate people.
Look, when ain't nothing to eat, what you gonna do? I mean, look, eating people ain't nothing. Like eating people. Okay, it's bad, right?
No.
You should eat humans, right? But if we're eating cows, dogs, cats, fish, like, it's not that far away from humans, right? Like, it's just meat and flesh.
It's really far away from humans. It's very far away from humans. Fish is very far away from humans, man. Very, very far.
But monkeys aren't, and they eat monkeys.
Who's they?
Okay.
India. See, they eat monkey
Indiana
brain.
See,
I was gonna say,
yeah, Indiana Jones, but it's true.
See, I was going to say Asians, and I don't want to be racist.
Well, they are Asians.
I didn't want to be racist. Shout out to all my Asian fans. But, yeah, people eat monkeys, and they have, like, 90% of human DNA.
I mean, you know, I just feel as though if I was in Book of Eli, I would just eat the grass.
There was no grass. It was desert. There was
well,
like Moses,
something other than 40 people.
Years in the desert. But anyway,
wasn't there
if you
like
haven't
a horse or something?
No, I don't think so. I got to go back and watch it again. We got about 15 minutes left. Are we done with Jesus? I hope so because I feel bad. I feel bad. I'm going to get on my knees and pray. Usually I just pray when I get in bed. I never understood the point of getting on your knees, especially when you're my age. It's difficult to get up. Tighten up. You got anything on the topic?
Nah, y'all got it. Y'all got it. I ain't got nothing to say. Nope.
All right. So good topic. Ryan Strategic, do you want to end it? I know you study this stuff the most. Any knowledge that you want to drop on the group before we end this subject?
No, I got a question to mess you up with.
You got what?
I said I got a question
All right, go ahead.
If Jesus was a Palestinian, why does the Western Church back Israel?
Oh, see, you're probably getting too deep into ethnic. So Jesus was a Palestine, right? So why do people back Israel? But Jesus was a Jew, right? He wasn't a Jew. He was Palestinian. Can Palestinians be Jews?
Yeah.
I mean, Sammy Davis Jr. was a Jew. So I'm assuming Palestinians can be Jewish.
Anybody can be a Jew, man. All you got to do is take the test.
All you got to do is take the SATs. But where's your conversation going, Lion Strategic? So I don't understand it.
What do you mean?
So you said if Jesus was Palestine, why do people back the Israelites?
Yeah, right. Like, so I'm pointing out the hypocrisy of the American church, right? So we always are staunchly behind Israel. Israel can do no wrong in the conflict for Palestine, right? But if we are truly following and wanting to be supportive of all things Jesus, then why are we staunchly against the people of his own homeland? Like, Palestinians are closer in lineage to Jesus than any Jewish person will ever be. But the church props up Israel as a state, as the ideal that we should be going after. Why is that?
I mean, because Palestinians are black and Israelis are white. It's an easy conversation, right?
Yeah.
Israel's come in every color, man.
I thought
Jesus was a Galilean Jew.
Bethlehem.
That's who?
Jesus of Nazareth, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is in Galilee, which is historically, that would have been Palestine. Palestine reached from Jordan, the very tip of Jordan,
yesterday.
All the way to.
Boy, yesterday Ukraine wasn't Russia. Bad change, brother.
And it was the Democrats who wanted to keep black people slaves back in the day. It was all the big switch.
No, they still do. Democrats still want to keep black people slaves. Where's the M extra money?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I thought it was simple as that. Is, you know, the Israelites were, you know, fair skin and white, and Palestinians were darker. So, as America, who, you know, incorporated slave labor of black people, your comfortability goes with white people. Who? Mm-hmm. Did I say the wrong word? But I tell you what, that Wonder Woman Jewish lady. Whew, I wasn't married. I'd bag her. She's not an Israelite?
She's Israeli.
Is that an Israelite?
No. Israeli.
No, this is Israelite.
Israeli and Israelite.
You don't really say Israelite.
Is that an offensive term?
I thought it was
in the Bible.
I mean, I don't know.
Is Jew in the Bible? So go ahead, Lion Strategic.
No, I said the Israelites are the guys from Philly that wear the Comic-Con suit.
I dated a black Israelite.
Oh, you dated a black Jew?
He had a yarmulke.
Yo, you hit the come up, yo. I don't know why you give me some problems in our marriage. You done hit the come up, yo. You could have been with a black Jew. You know what your Thanksgiving dinners would be like? Now we go out, we have fun with your family, we eat a good meal. You know what your Thanksgiving
is? It'd be Christmas, not Thanksgiving.
Same thing. Your kids would have never had Christmas.
I don't really know what black is like.
They believe I'm standing on the corner of 7-Eleven with a microphone and yelling. Shout out to the black Jews.
I was going to say, no offense to all those black Jews.
I love black Jewish people. Sammy Davis Jr.
He's not.
He's a black Jewish person.
Yeah, so he's not. In the
you can't say yes and say no.
No.
He's a black Jewish person.
No.
Ocean's 11.
It's a different Jew.
He's the original black Jew. What were we talking about?
Joe was
Oh, don't say his real name.
Oh.
Liar Strategic.
Yes.
Liar Strategic. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
I have no idea, man. I got lost in the conversation there.
All right. My apologies. Anybody got anything left?
No.
We only got about 7 minutes. Anybody got anything? All right. Just real quick, I want to check the temperature. We haven't had a chance to watch it yet. So speaking of Jesus, Kanye got a new documentary out, Genius, which DJ Susiren quickly pointed out, they didn't spell genius correctly. So PG, have you watched it yet? What'd you think? Is it worth watching?
No, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Okay, Blur, what about you?
Oh, yeah, I watched it, man. I talked briefly on it at the end of the last week's show. I thought it was great, man. I'm really excited to see the next couple episodes, man, but this first one was dope. I really liked it. I mean, I can't imagine, like, having the foresight. And shout out to Dude Cootie or whatever his name is, who's like, yo, I'm just going to get my camera and follow this up-and-coming producer. Just like pick up my whole life and relocate to New York or Newark and just follow this dude around, like just record him, like just sitting on this film for years and years and years, not doing nothing with it. Like, so shout out to him.
New York, New York.
I haven't got a chance to watch it, but it's on my list. For real, it's on my list.
Okay. Queen around, or she still showing?
She around if she can find her headphones right now.
Okay. Well, tell her feel free to jump in if she wants.
I haven't had the chance to watch it as yet, but I'm going to watch it too.
All right. That's on the assignment for next week to watch it. Tighten up. Have you had a chance to watch it? All right. I don't know what happened. Tighten up. Lion Strategic, I know you ain't watching.
No, it's not. All right, there it is.
There you go.
No, I ain't watching.
Damn, nobody watched it. All right, we're going to Lion Strategic, you watch it? I know you didn't. I know you have no concern about it.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah, Kanye West got me done. All right, well, let's see if we can all watch it.
I traded Kanye away in the racial draft 2 years ago.
Would you traded him away in a racial draft?
Yeah, bro. I got Tiger Woods back, man.
You got Tiger Woods back. All right. Hey, well, let's all try to watch it by next week so we can have a discussion on it. So we only got about 5 minutes. I don't want to get into Brian Flores getting another job because that's a deep topic. Hey, crack babies, you can smoke crack and not get your child addicted to crack. Blur brought this topic up. Were you surprised about that, Blair?
Yeah, man, I said last week, man, like, when I first heard that, I was like, wait, what? It didn't make sense to me, like, because I've always heard the term crack baby. Like, crack baby was a thing in my mind. It always has been a thing. To find out that there's no such thing as a crack baby is, like, mind-blowing. Like, just like the emoji, man, I was like, what? So much so that I looked it up, and then I saw that site, and then I saw other sites, like, referring, like, yeah. No proof whatsoever that there's a such thing as a crack baby.
DJ C-Siren? Did you know that there was no such thing as a crack baby? I don't understand how the bloodstream works with kids because they tell you you shouldn't drink when you're pregnant because it passes through the bloodstream. But I don't know how.
I have to read up on that. That doesn't sound, I don't know, sounds like the same website to say we can prevent COVID with vitamin D.
Drinking bleach?
Vitamin D. So, I mean, I just don't understand how something that can pass the blood-brain barrier as easily as crack cocaine would not be able to cross the placenta. Usually that's kind of a similar, it's a similar thing. I mean, are they saying they're faking that these babies have these syndromes that happen to mothers that were addicted. I mean, just saying that you can smoke all the crack you want to and the babies aren't affected at all, I think that does not sound correct.
Because I've been wondering what's the difference between
someone
smoking crack versus taking a bunch of oxycodone.
Exactly.
Why does one enter the bloodstream and one doesn't?
Where?
Because one's smoked and one's ingested.
And that's just it. The ingestion can slow down passing on versus smoking it. It's different. Like I said, the blood-brain barrier, that's why you get a faster high with cocaine, crack cocaine versus...
regular cocaine?
Yeah, sniffing cocaine. So there's, you know, so I just, that sounds kind of impossible to me that you could, with any drug, I'm sorry, but to be able to say you're going to do a drug and it not affect your baby with something as potent as that, it does not sound plausible.
PG, does it sound plausible to you? No more crack babies, yo? They lied to us. We could have smoked all the crack we wanted and been okay?
No, I mean, that sounds really crazy. Like, I think science would say that there's definitely things as, you know, drug exposed or substance exposed infants and newborns.
Oh, okay. New York?
Look, I don't know. What the hell? This is a mad random topic. Hold on. What's going on right now? You talking about the crack babies don't exist? I'm confused. Like, what's going on? You saying that?
Yeah, crack.
What crack babies don't?
Crack babies was a myth,
yo. Oh no! What? I done lost my train of thought. That's just crazy. Hold on. If anything can learn your lower your sperm count, it can seep into the placenta or whatever and harm your baby. Like I don't know. That's crazy. Crack babies don't exist.
Queen, were you Oh, I thought you was done, dear. You gave it a pause.
My fault. It's just wild. If crack babies don't exist, I don't know. I don't even know what to say on that. You go table that. Go to Queen.
Queen, are you surprised there's no such thing as a crack baby?
I believe there is a such thing as a crack baby. This is really funny. Is that like science? Where did Blur like hear that? Like he read it off a website saying that there's no such thing as a crack baby? Because I'm confused too.
Yeah, I heard it in a podcast, and then I looked it up, and it wasn't just one website. Like it was the study, and then it was like NPR, and there was another one. I think it was. Whatever the international joint is. So it was like three credible sources. Because the first one, I was like, all right, this is their study. And it was like some drug organization. You know, when the drug companies do their own study, you know what I mean? Just take that with a grain of salt. But when I saw it was from NPR, and I kind of trust NPR. I don't know why, but I trust that they're going to give you just the facts. So now I was just looking at it again. So it does say, so maybe the term crack baby is the definitive term. Because cocaine will slow the growth of the fetus, but they said the brain and the body quickly catches up after birth. So maybe you're firstborn smaller, but you just catch up right away. Tighten up.
Is there a such thing as a dope hit?
I mean, just in general?
I mean, if we talking, there ain't no crack babies. There ain't no dope heads. Because I know a few crack babies. and they real crack babies.
This conversation that got way out of control.
On that note, we're gonna end this conversation, man. It's been a good conversation. It's been fun tonight. Shout out to everybody that called in. Ryan Strategic said, "Hey, his phone died, so he had to run." Prayers for everybody in Ukraine and Russia for taking over. We still ain't talking about Kanye West coming out with his brand new iPod. Yo, we'll get to that next week. DJ C, sorry, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Good night, everybody.
Tighten up. You got anything?
Nah.
All right. Love you, big bro. Queen, you got anything?
Good night. I hope everyone have a great day tomorrow.
All right. Blur, you got anything?
Man. Great ship.
Let me go to PG first. PG, it's been a while. PG, you got anything?
Yeah, if you're pregnant or think you may be pregnant, don't do crack cocaine.
Blur, you got anything?
Oh, man, great show as always, man. Shout out once again to the Sunday School All-Stars, man. Y'all held it down, man. I would hate to face y'all in the Knowledge Bowl. I know y'all was like 3-time world champs in the Sunday School Knowledge Bowl. So shout out to y'all, man. If you already smoke crack and you get pregnant, though, go ahead and keep your thing rolling, man. No need to stop. Do your thing.
Your kid's 40 times. It's going to be crazy if you smoke crack. New York. Go ahead and take us out, bro.
Look, please don't do no crack, no cocaine. Please don't do no any type of drugs. Please don't do anything. I mean, at this point, I don't even want to tell y'all to do any processed foods. Just go vegan. You know what I mean? Drink water. Save the bees. Stay safe, you know what I mean? Mask up. Do whatever you got to do. Just don't do drugs at this point. It's crazy. Other than that, you know what I mean? Go to Sunday school if you believe in that, you know what I mean? Other than that, I'll see y'all next week.
My man, it's been a fun conversation, man. We out.
Oh, yeah.
Good night. Oh, that was fun.